The question was asked, what is Hallel and how come we sometimes have a Hallel where we skip? So Hallel was composed by our forefathers when they left Egypt. That's why it's called Hallel Mitzra'o, the Egyptian Hallel. That's the Hallel that was composed by the Jews as they left Egypt. King David put it into Psalms. When our sages left Egypt, so it was also instituted that any time we get rescued from any terrible situation for the Jewish people, we would say that Hallel. It has almost biblical weight when we say it on Hanukkah, when we say it as a song of praise over a great redemption. We say it on the night of the Seder. So that's almost biblical. So it has tremendous, tremendous weight, Hallel. And the Talmud tells us in Tractate Tanis, on page 28b, there was a big rabbi named Rav. He was the nephew of the great rabbi Rav Chia. Rabbi Chia was a contemporary of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. So Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, who compiled the Mishnah, had in the same generation Rabbi Chia, and the Talmud has a discussion who was greater, Rabbi Chia or Rabbi. Different opinions in Talmud. Rabbi Chia was very, very big. But Rabbi was the Nasi, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, otherwise known as Rabbi. He was the chief rabbi, he was the prince of the Jewish people. And when Rabbi Chia's nephew, Rav, went to be rabbi in Babylon, so Rabbi Chia brought his nephew, Rav, before Rabbi, the chief rabbi, and asked him to give Rav smicha, to give him rabbinic ordination, to give halachic ruling in Babylon. And Rabbi did so. And Rav came down to Babylon to be rabbi in Babylon. And there are a few stories about what happened when Rav came to Babylon. He encountered customs that were very different than what he was accustomed to back in Israel. So the Talmud tells us in Tractate Tanis, Rav iklo le Bavel. Rav came to Bavel. Chazinu de kakaru halela bereish yarcha. He saw them reading Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. So he's in shul. He's the rabbi. And the way they used to read Hallel in those days was they'd read a verse, one verse, and the whole congregation would go, Hallelujah, with Hashem's name. I'm not saying Hashem's name. And then the chazan would read another verse, and the whole congregation would go, Hallelujah. And again, and again, and Rav is listening to this. Savar lafsukinu. So Rav thinks to himself, let me stop them. What are they doing here? I'm the rabbi here, right? And I know, in Israel, we don't do that. So he's thinking. It's a good thing to do. When you see everyone doing something different, you don't understand what's going on, think. And they go one pasuk, two pasuk, three, five, 10, 15. And Rav is silent. He's thinking. And then they reach the chapter of Lo Lanu. When he suddenly saw them skipping that chapter, they skipped the chapter of Lo Lanu, and then they go on to Ma'ashiv Lashem. Hashem Zecharanu Yevarech, I'm sorry. And then they skip Ahavti, and they go on to Ma'ashiv Lashem. So when he sees them skipping, Amar, he said, gee, who skips a chapter in Tehillim? You're reading Psalms, what are you skipping a chapter for? Shema mina minagavotehem bideyem. Must be, this is a custom. Because the halacha, when we say Hallel, as we described, it's almost biblical. It's got weight. The prophets instituted it in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu already. The Jewish people out of prophecy institute these psalms to be sung in times of salvation. So it's an ancient institution of the prophets of Israel going back to the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. And if they're skipping around, then obviously this is a custom. This is not part of that biblical institution, because there's no real reason to say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Oh, there are reasons. Rosh Chodesh potentially was supposed to be a holiday for the Jewish people. Every tribe was supposed to have their holiday, the 12 Rosh Chodeshim, corresponding to the 12 tribes. Then the Jews sinned with the golden calf. So we no longer have a holiday on Rosh Chodesh. So what are they saying Hallel for? Ah, it's a custom. So the custom is denoted by the fact that we don't say the full Hallel. So where we say the full Hallel, those are on biblical holidays. Those are on holidays that have tremendous weight, that the saying of Hallel is an institution that goes back to the days of the prophets. That's where we say the regular Hallel. So we say it on Sukkot, we say it on the first day of Pesach, we say it on Hanukkah, we say it on days of tremendous salvation. Where it's not an institution for the salvation, it's more of a rabbinic institution, to denote that it is a custom of that nature, they made a change that you skip. So on Rosh Chodesh, on the rest of the days of Pesach, there we skip. Because it's not really that original institution to show us that it's different. It's a different Hallel. So that's why we say the Hallel a little bit differently. And that's a way of denoting that it's not the same biblical institution or prophetic institution.